Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, the matchup is set. Blazer fans, it's kind of the one that Rip City wanted. They get the Denver Nuggets.
Yep.
In the first round of the NBA playoffs, and it's not like you have any great options ahead of you in the Western Conference, but just the matchups alone, Denver was the one that Blazer fans were eyeing, and well, you get it, along with potential MVP Nikola Jokic. And to preview the series, Mike Singer covers the Nuggets for the Denver Post. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How do the Nuggets feel about this first round matchup with the Portland Trailblazers, a rematch of that 2019 epic series?
Well, I think going into last night, given the circumstances, if the Nuggets were to win, they were going to face the Los Angeles Lakers. I think they'll take their chances with the Blazers. If you were to give the Nuggets some truth serum, I think that they probably would have preferred the Dallas Mavericks. But that was such an insane final regular season day that, you know, with the Nuggets playing the team that they're ultimately going to face in the first round, that I think that they are, you know, totally content with how it played out. And frankly, I think that there's a bit of the Nuggets contingent that want some revenge for what happened 2 years ago. And as you guys well know, these are not the same two teams that went toe-to-toe seven games in the conference semifinals 2019.
They certainly are not, and this Nuggets team that the Blazers are going to be facing is not the same one that has been a huge part of why they ended up in the three seed in the West. No Jamal Murray. Can you give us an update on Will Barton, PJ Dozier? I mean, tell us sort of the health of this Denver Nuggets team, because I know Jokic has had to carry a lot more of the weight in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, most of the backcourt that the Nuggets are employing right now was not on the team midway through this season, to give you a sense. Jamal Murray, torn ACL, out for the year. Will Barton's missed the last 2 weeks with a hamstring strain. He is hopeful to come back. I think he's confident that he'll be back in the playoffs. PJ Dozier, there is still no time frame from him. He played an integral part in the Nuggets' run to the Western Conference Finals last year, so that's a significant blow. They are relying on free agent Austin Rivers, who they signed to a 10-day contract and extended him. They are relying on Shaq Harrison, a two-way guy who they signed with about a month left in the season, and they are relying on rookie Facu Campazzo, who has played an outsized role, probably a bigger role than anybody ever wanted him to, and yet he's handled it really well. The Nuggets go 13-5 since Jamal Murray has gone down, so they are depleted, but, you know, the guy we haven't mentioned is Michael Porter Jr., who was not there in 2019, rehabbing his back surgery, and now he's back, turned into a budding star for the Nuggets, and you pair him alongside Nikola Jokic, that's a scary tandem that frankly, just wasn't there 2 years ago.
So you mentioned Campazzo, who I still can't say his first name because I feel like it should be dumped every time, like the dump button should be hit every time I say it. But Campazzo is a guy that if he's on your team, you absolutely love him. But how much should Portland be ready to hate Campazzo as he will pester Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and Norm Powell?
You guys are going to hate him.
Awesome. Love it.
Earlier this season, he pancaked Ben Simmons when Ben Simmons tried to set a screen on him. That's 5 foot 10 on 6 foot 10 crime. And what I think we are going to see is Facu Campazzo giving Damian Lillard the business up and down 94 feet. I'm not saying that it's going to be successful, but he's going to irritate the hell out of him. And here's a fun little side note. I talked to Facu maybe 2 weeks ago for a story I did on him. And I asked Facu, he told me he loved playing NBA 2K about 5 or 6 years ago. He told me one of his favorite guys to play with in NBA 2K was Damian Lillard. He says he loves Damian Lillard. So there's another little sidebar wrinkle going into this upcoming series.
No way to learn a guy like playing him in 2K, huh? Shoot.
Right. You can learn his tendencies. You can figure out, you know, does he go right? Does he go left? When can I pancake him?
Yeah. I mean, it'll be fascinating to get, like, punched by your hero, right? I mean, that's kind of what he's going to be setting up for right there.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, like, the Nuggets did not think Facu Campazzo was going to play this big a role. He was essentially came in as the third string point guard. Because Jamal Murray was there, and Gary Harris was there to start the season. He got traded. Monte Morris, he's been injured for about the last 3 weeks. He was battling various core injuries. He's now back. So this backcourt has just been in constant flux. And Facu Campazzo, love him or hate him, he has been a constant in the Nuggets rotation. He has paired well with Nikola Jokic. He's really just kept the backcourt afloat. And if, you know, I'm going to put on my analyst hat of this first round series, whichever side can stop the other guy's stars, meaning Denver's backcourt, can they defend Portland's backcourt or can Portland's frontcourt slow down Denver's frontcourt, is going to win the series. That, to me, is what is going to determine who advances to the second round.
Now, one of my favorite career moments was covering this series 2 years ago between these two teams. It was intense. We had Seth Curry over here talking about the sassy dudes they got in Denver. It got chippy. There was a lot of emotion. What is the personality of this year's Denver Nuggets team compared to those quote unquote sassy dudes from 2 years ago?
That's a great question. I remember we ran a picture in the newspaper of Evan Turner flicking off the Denver Nuggets bench. I remember that. And
vividly.
I remember asking Will Barton the night of the sassy comment about Seth Curry's comment. And I swear it was the biggest eye roll I've ever seen when I asked Will Barton that question. The identity of this year's team is markedly different from that 2019 team, because if you remember, that was the Nuggets' first playoff run with this iteration, with this core. Obviously, last year, they go to the Western Conference Finals. They stun both the Jazz and the Clippers, those 2-3-1 comebacks. And that kind of experience, you know, matures you, expedites the growth of a team. And then you have an MVP in Nikola Jokic this year, who has essentially just taken the team by the throat and said, I'm going to drag you to a top four finish for the third year in a row. And so this team has been battle tested. They're extremely resilient. They've been through a lot of injuries. I think they're just happy that the regular season's over with, because it was such a grind, not just for them, but for all part, for every NBA team. They definitely had a disproportionate amount of injuries. But now it finally matters. Like, the games that Jokic and Porter have been putting on, they finally matter. And so I think they're just eager to get out of the throes of the regular season and are just eager to make it a more significant competition.
We're talking with Mike Singer, Denver Post, covers the Denver Nuggets. You mentioned one of the guys I loved when he was here in Portland, Thrill Barton, though, nursing his hamstring. Look, that's a touchy injury. They are hopeful. Do you think that he will be full go and ready for playoff basketball by the time this thing jumps this weekend?
I really don't have a timeline on him, but I talked to Will recently. I can promise you he's confident that he's coming back. I don't know when specifically. You know, unfortunately, he's kind of been snake bitten with injuries. In 2019, he was playing catch up. He had a core injury that left him out for half the season. Came back, I believe, in January or February, and wasn't really himself once it came around to the postseason. Last year, he had a knee injury that forced him to leave the bubble. So he has really never enjoyed real postseason experience with the Nuggets. And so, you know, you just feel for him. You hope that there is an opportunity for him to come back because, you know, he's eager to do that because he really has not done what the Nuggets expect him to do. And he hasn't done that in the postseason just because of injury. So, again, we'll see if he's able to return from that hamstring injury. I would not expect him to start if he does come back. He's just been off too long, in my opinion.
Mike Singer covers the Denver Post for the covers the Nuggets for the Denver Post. Really appreciate the time. I'd love to catch up with you again as this season gets underway and gets going next week.
That would be perfect. Appreciate it.